doing today? Here I am. Hello. Good morning online. We're glad you're joining us today, and thank you for joining us here at Living Well Church, right downtown in Dixon, Illinois. It's a very special day today. We have an announcement from Ella. If Ella would like to join us. You want me to hold that up for you?
Here, you go ahead and take that, and I will.
Okay. In your bulletin, there is a little orange paper, and it has a list of items. And these items, if you buy everything, it will be a package like this. But you do not have to buy everything. You can buy whatever you care to bring, and we're going to pack them next week. So we'd like them to be brought in by Sunday. They said you could bring them in during the week if you live here in the area and want to bring something in. You could find Shelley, and she'll tell us where to put them. But this, the important thing is that you have the list in your bulletin, and you look at it, and you buy only the item that's listed. You don't try to change the size, because then it won't fit in the package. We will pack them, so we don't have to worry about sending them or anything. We'll get them together, and we'll have the baggie that'll go in, so you don't have to worry about the baggie. You just need to worry about the items, and the items are shampoo, soap, toothpaste, 3 toothbrushes, 1 box of Band-Aids, 1 fingernail clipper, 1 sturdy comb, 2 hand towels, 4 pocket-sized packages of facial tissue, and 1 Beanie Baby. So any of those items that you have, if you'd bring them in, we'll get them together to make a kit. We send 6 kits in a box. You see the banana boxes back there? That's how we ship them, but we'll take care of that part. You don't have to worry about that, but that just is part of it. And this is called a crisis care kit, and it goes to people that have disasters. Now, these probably won't go to the people at Irma because they've already got crisis care kits ready to send to them, probably. But we need to keep the crisis care kits in stock for when a disaster comes. Mm-hmm. They have, and they're just little personal items to help the people feel, have more, just feel better about themselves and have the things they need for immediate personal care. So we'd appreciate any help. And the little orange slips are inside the thing, or there's also extra ones in the back there if you need a...
Those are easy shopping ones.
Yeah. You can get these items at the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, Walmart, wherever you get them, it's okay. But make sure, the important thing is we don't want extra stuff. We don't want bigger items. We don't want smaller items. We want just the items that are listed here, just exactly as they are, because otherwise they will reject our care kits and they won't get anywhere. So make sure you obey the rules there. Yeah. Okay? Right. Question, yes?
Just donate cash?
Cash is good. We always like cash. That's right. We need money. We also need money to ship them, so cash is fine. Yeah. Yeah?
The stuff needs to be in the original package, like the toothbrushes. We bought packages of multiple ones, and we're going to split them up, but they've got to be in the original package.
Okay. Mark just said to make sure you have them in the original packaging. Do not try to take them out. Do not try to buy a bigger package and split them up, because they have to be clean. That's the important part. Yeah. So they want them in the original packaging, okay? So, as I said before, make sure you buy the right size, and we'll all get along fine. We'll get it wrapped up.
Yeah.
We'll get it wrapped up, and we'll take care of it. We just want you to supply the stuff, and we'll take care of the rest, okay?
Yep.
And remember, yes, ma'am. Bring it next week. If you don't bring it before, bring it next week, because we want to get them out as soon as we can.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have something else, Mark? I would say if you want to give cash, you can write a check, and then you can just put care kit at the bottom, and then we'll know, the ones that are counting will know that that's for care kits. These are called crisis care kits, okay? Any other?
We're in need right now, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm sure that with all the disasters we've had that they need them bad.
Yep.
Yeah, That's what Renee just said, too, that the warehouses are getting empty.
Yeah. The warehouses are empty.
They are empty. Oh. So we need to do this. That's our plan, is to get them out. Bring the stuff next week, and we'll work at getting them out the following week then. Okay?
Good.
Thanks very much.
Yep, thank you.
Oh, yeah, the alabaster boxes, which we're going to be collecting next week, we won't collect them next week. We want you to take your money and go get these care kit things, and we'll do alabaster the following month. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Very worthy cause, don't you agree? We can all buy a package of something and bring it. Just make sure it's on the list. Don't break the band up. Okay? So let's begin with a verse. And we'll worship.
It
it's up here. I've got to turn around. Sorry. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Can I get a praise the Lord? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If you're able, would you stand and worship with us? Nothing can separate, even if I ran away. Your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes. You have new mercies for me every day. Your love never fails.
In the morning, and when the oceans
My rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Now Psalms 89:15 says, blessed are those who learn to acclaim you, to walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. The song here is about just that, proclaiming and acclaiming God, asking him to come down to you right now and reveal himself to you. So as we sit here, or you can go ahead and be seated if you want, if you're getting tired, but as you sit there and sing the song, just invite the Spirit to come in, work its magic on you, soften what needs to be softened, strengthen what resolve needs to be strengthened. Just have it come in and visit you right now in this space. Every single day. your presence here with me. Suddenly I'm lost within your beauty, caught up in the wonder of your touch. Here in this moment I surrender to
I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Lord, in this day when our thoughts can't help but be pulled to what's happening there in Florida as Hurricane Irma hits the West Coast, Lord, we think about all the people who have been displaced, and we think about all the crying of hearts that are going out today. Think about, Lord, those who are leaving material possessions behind, great amasses of wealth and material possessions that will be left to weather the storm. Lord, we know that even if when they go back home, those possessions are gone, if they have you as their Savior, what matters most will still be in place. Lord, in our desperation, we do cry out to you because, Father, there are people who are hurting this morning from Hurricane Harvey and are probably still trying to get out of harm's way in Florida. And Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we pray for their safety. We pray, Lord, that you would make a way where there seems to be no way for those who need fuel this morning and can't get it. Lord, I pray that you'd bless them with some kind of divine provision. I pray, Lord, those who need water and can't find it, I pray, Lord, that you would bless them with the living water and with water to drink for their bodies. I pray, God, that you would meet every need. Lord, in these times, we realize how much we need you and how much we need each other and how much we need the church, your hands and feet. So, Father, thank you for blessing the church with resources that we can share, that we can distribute, that we can access the Church of the Nazarene global network. As crisis care kits come in from all over the world, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you would help us to get them in the right hands at the right time. Lord, we thank you that we have been blessed. We ask, Lord, that you would provide for every need. Lord, may this time of displacement and movement create in us a heart of compassion that we've never had before for those who are displaced around the world in refugee camps from war and from drought and from floods. I pray, God, that there would be a great awakening, a great revival of compassion in our hearts to do things, Lord, that you would do, to offer a cup of cool water. Lord, I pray that as we are a nation, Lord, that you would help us to be a nation of compassion. I pray, God, that as we figure out how to do things orderly and good so that we do no harm, I pray, God, that you would help our political leaders to come up with good ways and means to do the work and to allow the work to happen. And I pray, Lord, that you would use ordinary people to meet needs. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Lord, we go along pretty good, we have to admit, until a hardship comes, and then we are just pulled to you. We are drawn to our knees and we confess our great need. Do that this morning, Lord, in the face of great need. We can't help but feel the emotional toll of what's going on as well, 1,000 miles away. Lord, bless, we pray. Lord, bless the offering as it is received. And Lord, as 5.5% of every dollar goes out to support our missionaries this day, I pray, Lord, that in every conversation and in every case, you would be glorified as every dollar is invested in the kingdom. Bless our time together now and help us, Lord, to be a blessing here locally. Help us, Lord, to be people like Jesus. In Jesus' name, bless the offering.